The power of full engagement, managing energy, not time, is the key to high performance and personal renewal. By Jim Luhr and Tony Schwartz. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The power of full engagement, managing energy, not time, is the key to high performance and personal renewal is a book written by Jim Luhr and Tony Schwartz. The authors argue that managing energy rather than time is the key to achieving high performance and personal renewal. They explain that in order to be successful, individuals must learn how to balance their physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual energies. The authors discuss four core principles for managing energy: 1. Investing energy, 2. Recovering energy, 3. Leveraging energy, and 4. Transforming energy. Investing involves taking action on tasks or activities that will lead to desired outcomes, while recovering involves taking breaks from work or other activities in order to restore one's physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual energies. Leveraging refers to using available resources such as technology or support systems in order to maximize efficiency, while transforming involves changing habits or behaviors in order to increase effectiveness. The authors also provide strategies for developing an effective system of self-management, which includes setting goals based on values rather than external rewards, creating rituals for transitioning between different types of activities, scheduling regular periods of restorative recovery, engaging with others who can help sustain motivation levels over time, monitoring progress towards goals regularly, learning how best use available resources efficiently, being mindful about how decisions are made throughout the day so as not waste precious energies unnecessarily. In conclusion, The Power of Full Engagement provides readers with practical advice on how they can manage their own energies more effectively so as achieve higher levels of performance both professionally and personally. By following the strategies outlined within this book, individuals should be able to find greater success through increased productivity without sacrificing their health or well-being. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your energy. Understand the four sources of energy: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, and how to manage them to maximize performance and renewal. Summary. The Power of Full Engagement outlines the four sources of energy and how to manage them to achieve peak performance and personal renewal. Main idea number 2. Balance energy expenditure and renewal. Balance energy expenditure with energy renewal to ensure that you are not overstressed or understimulated. Summary. The Power of Full Engagement emphasizes the importance of balancing energy expenditure with energy renewal to ensure that you are neither overstressed nor understimulated. Main idea number 3. Create rituals. Create rituals to help you manage your energy and stay focused on your goals. Summary. The Power of Full Engagement encourages readers to create rituals to help them manage their energy and stay focused on their goals. Main idea number 4. Manage stress. Manage stress by understanding the difference between positive and negative stress and learning how to use positive stress to your advantage. Summary. The Power of Full Engagement explains how to manage stress by understanding the difference between positive and negative stress and learning how to use positive stress to your advantage. Main idea number 5. Develop mental toughness. Develop mental toughness by learning how to focus on the present moment and stay in control of your emotions. Summary. The Power of Full Engagement outlines how to develop mental toughness by learning how to focus on the present moment and stay in control of your emotions. Main idea number 6. Take strategic breaks. Take strategic breaks to recharge and refocus your energy. Summary. The Power of Full Engagement encourages readers to take strategic breaks to recharge and refocus their energy. Main idea number 7. Practice self-care to ensure that you are taking care of your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual needs. Summary: The power of full engagement emphasizes the importance of practicing self-care to ensure that you are taking care of your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual needs. Main idea number 8. Prioritize sleep. Prioritize sleep to ensure that you are getting enough rest and recovery. Summary: The power of full engagement encourages readers to prioritize sleep to ensure that they are getting enough rest and recovery. Main idea number 9. Practice gratitude. Practice gratitude to help you stay focused on the positive and cultivate a sense of appreciation. Summary: The power of full engagement outlines how to practice gratitude to help you stay focused on the positive and cultivate a sense of appreciation. Main idea number 10. Develop a support system. Develop a support system to help you stay motivated and accountable. Summary: The power of full engagement encourages readers to develop a support system to help them stay motivated and accountable. Main idea number 11. Set boundaries. Set boundaries to protect your energy and ensure that you are not overextending yourself. Summary: The power of full engagement explains how to set boundaries to protect your energy and ensure that you are not overextending yourself. Main idea number 12. Practice mindfulness. Practice mindfulness to help you stay in the present moment and be aware of your thoughts and feelings. Summary: The power of full engagement outlines how to practice mindfulness to help you stay in the present moment and be aware of your thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 13. Find meaning. Find meaning in your work to help you stay motivated and engaged. Summary: The power of full engagement encourages readers to find meaning in their work to help them stay motivated and engaged. Main idea number 14. Cultivate optimism. Cultivate optimism to help you stay positive and focused on the future. Summary: The power of full engagement outlines how to cultivate optimism to help you stay positive and focused on the future. Main idea number 15. Practice self-awareness. Practice self-awareness to help you understand your strengths and weaknesses and make better decisions. Summary: The power of full engagement encourages readers to practice self-awareness to help them understand their strengths and weaknesses and make better decisions. Main idea number 16. Manage your time. Manage your time to ensure that you are using it efficiently and effectively. Summary: The power of full engagement explains how to manage your time to ensure that you are using it efficiently and effectively. Main idea number 17. Create a vision. Create a vision for your life to help you stay focused on your goals and stay motivated. Summary: The power of full engagement encourages readers to create a vision for their life to help them stay focused on their goals and stay motivated. Main idea number 18. Take risks. Take risks to help you grow and develop as a person. Summary: The power of full engagement outlines how to take risks to help you grow and develop as a person. Main idea number 19. Practice self-compassion. Practice self-compassion to help you be kind to yourself and stay motivated. Summary: The power of full engagement encourages readers to practice self-compassion to help them be kind to themselves and stay motivated. Main idea number 20. Live in the moment. Live in the moment to help you appreciate the present and stay focused on the present. Summary: The power of full engagement outlines how to live in the moment to help you appreciate the present and stay focused on the present. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The power of full engagement outlines the 4 sources of energy and how to manage them to achieve peak performance and personal renewal. Physical energy is the most basic form, which comes from proper nutrition, exercise, sleep, and rest. Emotional energy is generated by positive relationships with others as well as a sense of purpose in life. Mental energy is derived from focus and concentration on tasks that are meaningful or challenging. Finally, spiritual energy comes from connecting with something larger than oneself, such as faith or nature. In order to maximize performance and renewal, it is important to understand these 4 sources of energy and how they interact with each other. For example, Physical activity can help generate emotional resilience while mental clarity can lead to greater spiritual awareness. It's also important to recognize when one type of energy needs more attention than another. For instance, if you're feeling emotionally drained, then focusing on physical activities like exercise may be beneficial. By understanding your own unique combination of energies, you can learn how best to use them in order to reach peak performance levels while still allowing time for restorative activities such as meditation or yoga that will help keep all four sources balanced. Main idea number two. The power of full engagement emphasizes the importance of balancing energy expenditure with energy renewal to ensure that you are neither overstressed nor understimulated. This balance is essential for achieving high performance and personal renewal, as it allows us to maintain our focus and enthusiasm while avoiding burnout. To achieve this balance, we must be mindful of how much energy we expend in any given activity or task, and make sure that we also take time to renew ourselves through restorative activities such as meditation, exercise, relaxation techniques, or simply taking a break from work. In order to effectively manage our energy levels throughout the day, Luer and Schwartz suggest creating an energy budget by dividing each day into four equal parts: physical, exercise, emotional, connecting with others, mental, problem solving, and spiritual, meditation. By allocating time for each type of activity throughout the day, rather than trying to do everything at once, we can better manage our overall level of stress and fatigue. Additionally, they recommend scheduling regular breaks during the day so that you can recharge your batteries before tackling another task. By following these guidelines on managing your energy expenditure and renewal cycles, you will be able to maximize your productivity while still maintaining a healthy lifestyle. With practice and dedication, you will soon find yourself feeling energized instead of exhausted after a long day's work. Main idea number three. Creating rituals is an important part of managing your energy and staying focused on your goals. According to the book The Power of Full Engagement, Managing Energy, Not Time, is the key to high performance and personal renewal by Jim Luer and Tony Schwartz, rituals can help you stay in control of your energy levels throughout the day. They provide structure and consistency that helps you maintain focus on what's most important. Rituals also give you a sense of purpose and direction as they remind you why it's worth investing time and effort into achieving your goals. Rituals don't have to be complicated or take up a lot of time. Even small changes like taking regular breaks during work hours or setting aside specific times for exercise can make a big difference in how productive you are. Additionally, creating rituals around activities that bring joy, such as reading books or listening to music, can help keep motivation high when tackling difficult tasks. By incorporating rituals into our daily lives, we can better manage our energy levels so that we remain focused on our goals while still having enough left over for restorative activities like relaxation or socializing with friends. Main idea number four. The power of full engagement explains how to manage stress by understanding the difference between positive and negative stress. Positive stress is a form of energy that can be used to help us reach our goals, while negative stress can lead to burnout and exhaustion. To effectively manage your stress levels, it's important to recognize when you are feeling overwhelmed or anxious and take steps to reduce those feelings. This could include taking breaks throughout the day, engaging in physical activity, practicing relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or meditation, talking with friends or family members about your worries, setting realistic expectations for yourself and others around you, getting enough sleep each night, eating healthy meals regularly throughout the day, and avoiding unhealthy coping mechanisms like alcohol or drugs. Learning how to use positive stress can also be beneficial in managing overall levels of anxiety. Positive forms of stress can motivate us towards achieving our goals by providing an extra boost of energy when needed. It's important not to let this type of energy become overwhelming, though. Instead, focus on using it constructively by breaking down tasks into manageable chunks so that they don't seem too daunting. By understanding the difference between positive and negative forms of stress, as well as learning how best to use them both productively, we can better manage our overall levels of anxiety, which will ultimately lead us towards greater success in life. Main idea number five. Developing mental toughness is an important part of achieving success in any area of life. The Power of Full Engagement outlines how to develop this skill by learning how to focus on the present moment and stay in control of your emotions. This book explains that when we are able to remain focused on the task at hand, our energy levels increase and our performance improves. The authors suggest that developing mental toughness requires us to become aware of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors so that we can make conscious choices about how we respond in challenging situations. They also emphasized the importance of self-care practices such as exercise, nutrition, sleep hygiene, relaxation techniques, and mindfulness meditation for maintaining a healthy balance between work and personal life. By understanding what it takes to develop mental toughness and implementing strategies outlined in The Power of Full Engagement into daily practice, individuals can learn how to better manage their energy levels while staying focused on their goals. Main idea number 6. The Power of Full Engagement encourages readers to take strategic breaks in order to maximize their energy and performance. Strategic breaks are short periods of time, usually no more than 15 minutes, that allow individuals to step away from their work and refocus their energy. During these breaks, it is important for people to engage in activities that will help them relax and recharge, such as taking a walk or listening to music. Taking regular strategic breaks can help reduce stress levels, improve focus and concentration, increase productivity, and enhance overall well-being. In addition to providing physical benefits such as improved circulation and increased oxygen intake during the break period itself, strategic breaks also provide psychological benefits by allowing individuals the opportunity to reset mentally. This helps them stay motivated throughout the day while avoiding burnout due to overworking themselves. Furthermore, taking regular strategic breaks can help prevent decision fatigue, which occurs when an individual has been working on a task for too long without any rest. Overall, The Power of Full Engagement emphasizes the importance of taking regular strategic breaks in order for individuals to remain productive while maintaining high levels of energy throughout the day. By engaging in activities that promote relaxation during these brief pauses from work tasks, they can effectively recharge both physically and mentally so they can continue performing at peak levels. Main idea number 7. Practicing self-care is essential for maintaining high performance and personal renewal. According to The Power of Full Engagement, it is important to take care of your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual needs in order to stay energized and productive. This means taking time out for yourself each day to do something that brings you joy or helps you relax. It could be anything from going for a walk or reading a book to meditating or spending time with friends. Self-care also involves making sure that you are getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals throughout the day, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring meaning into your life. Taking breaks during the day can help reduce stress levels while allowing you to recharge so that you can continue working at peak performance. By practicing self-care on a regular basis, not only will your energy levels remain high, but also your overall well-being will improve significantly. Self-care should be seen as an investment in yourself rather than an indulgence. It's about taking the necessary steps towards achieving balance between work and leisure. Main idea number 8. The Power of Full Engagement encourages readers to prioritize sleep in order to ensure that they are getting enough rest and recovery. Sleep is essential for physical, mental, and emotional health, as well as overall performance. When we don't get enough sleep, our bodies become fatigued and our minds become foggy. This can lead to decreased productivity at work or school, difficulty concentrating on tasks, irritability with others, and a weakened immune system. Prioritizing sleep means setting aside time each day specifically for sleeping. It also involves creating an environment conducive to good quality sleep by avoiding caffeine late in the day, limiting screen time before bed, exercising regularly but not too close to bedtime, eating healthy foods throughout the day, and practicing relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or meditation before going to bed. By prioritizing sleep, you will be able to maximize your energy levels during the day so that you can perform better at work or school while still having enough energy left over for leisure activities. You will also be more alert when engaging with others, which can help improve relationships both professionally and personally. Main idea number 9. Practicing gratitude is a powerful way to stay focused on the positive and cultivate a sense of appreciation. According to Jim Lure and Tony Schwartz in their book The Power of Full Engagement, it can help you become more mindful of your blessings and be better able to appreciate them. Gratitude helps us recognize that we are part of something larger than ourselves, which can lead to greater feelings of connectedness with others. The authors suggest taking time each day for reflection on what you are grateful for. This could include anything from simple pleasures such as enjoying a cup of coffee or appreciating the beauty around you, to recognizing how much someone has done for you or being thankful for an opportunity that came your way. Taking this time will help remind us why we do what we do and give us perspective when things don't go our way. Gratitude also encourages us to take action by expressing our thanks through words or deeds. Acknowledging those who have helped us along the way not only makes them feel appreciated but also reinforces our own commitment to helping others in turn. Main idea number 10. The power of full engagement encourages readers to develop a support system to help them stay motivated and accountable. This support system should include people who can provide encouragement, feedback, and accountability. It is important for the individual to identify individuals or groups that will be part of their support system in order to ensure they are receiving the necessary guidance and motivation. Having a strong network of supporters can also help an individual stay focused on their goals by providing positive reinforcement when needed. Additionally, having someone else hold you accountable for your actions can be beneficial as it helps keep you from procrastinating or giving up too easily. Finally, having someone available who understands what you're going through can make all the difference in helping an individual reach their goals. Main idea number 11. Setting boundaries is an important part of managing your energy and ensuring that you are not overextending yourself. In The Power of Full Engagement, Jim Lure and Tony Schwartz explain how to set boundaries in order to protect your energy and prevent burnout. They suggest setting limits on the amount of time you spend on certain activities or tasks, as well as creating a schedule for yourself that allows for restorative breaks throughout the day. The authors also recommend taking regular vacations from work in order to recharge and restore your energy levels. Additionally, they emphasize the importance of saying no when necessary in order to avoid overextending yourself. Finally, they suggest setting clear expectations with others so that everyone understands what is expected from them. Main idea number 12. Practicing mindfulness is a powerful tool to help you stay in the present moment and be aware of your thoughts and feelings. In The Power of Full Engagement, Jim Lure and Tony Schwartz outline how to practice mindfulness as part of an overall strategy for managing energy, not time, in order to achieve high performance and personal renewal. Mindfulness involves being fully present with whatever is happening around you without judgment or attachment. It requires that you pay attention to your body's sensations, emotions, thoughts, and environment without getting caught up in them. Mindfulness can help reduce stress by allowing us to observe our reactions objectively rather than reacting impulsively or emotionally. It also helps us become more aware of our habits so we can make conscious choices about how we respond instead of automatically following old patterns. Practicing mindfulness on a regular basis can lead to greater self-awareness, which allows us to better understand ourselves and others. Main idea number 13. The power of full engagement encourages readers to find meaning in their work as a way to stay motivated and engaged. This idea is based on the concept that when we are able to connect our work with something larger than ourselves, it can help us become more energized and passionate about what we do. By finding purpose in our work, we can tap into an inner source of energy that will drive us forward even during difficult times. Finding meaning in your work doesn't have to be complicated or time-consuming. It could be as simple as taking a few moments each day to reflect on why you're doing what you're doing and how it contributes positively to the world around you. You might also consider setting goals for yourself that align with your values and passions so that every task has a deeper purpose behind it. Ultimately, by connecting with the greater significance of our actions, we can create an environment where motivation comes from within rather than relying solely on external rewards or recognition. When this happens, not only does productivity increase, but so too does job satisfaction. Main idea number 14. Cultivating optimism is an important part of staying positive and focused on the future. In The Power of Full Engagement, Managing Energy, Not Time, is the Key to High Performance and Personal Renewal by Jim Lure and Tony Schwartz, they outline how to cultivate optimism in order to stay motivated and productive. They suggest that we should focus on our strengths rather than weaknesses, be mindful of our thoughts and feelings, practice gratitude for what we have, set realistic goals that are achievable, take action towards those goals even if it's small steps at a time, surround ourselves with people who support us and lift us up, find ways to laugh more often, forgive ourselves when things don't go as planned or mistakes are made. By doing these things, we can create an environment where optimism thrives. Optimism helps us stay focused on the present moment while also looking ahead into the future with hope. It gives us energy to keep going despite any obstacles or setbacks that may come our way. Optimism allows us to see opportunities instead of limitations, which can help motivate us towards achieving our goals. Cultivating optimism is not only beneficial for personal growth but also for professional success. Main idea number 15. The Power of Full Engagement encourages readers to practice self-awareness in order to gain a better understanding of their strengths and weaknesses. This knowledge can then be used to make more informed decisions that will lead to higher performance and personal renewal. Self-awareness involves taking the time to reflect on one's thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and motivations. It also requires being honest with oneself about what is working well and what needs improvement. Self-awareness helps individuals become aware of their own biases so they can recognize when they are making decisions based on assumptions rather than facts. It also allows them to identify areas where they need help or support from others in order for them to reach their goals. Finally, it enables people to understand how their actions affect those around them so that they can act with greater consideration for others. Practicing self-awareness is an important step towards achieving high performance and personal renewal as outlined by The Power of Full Engagement. By taking the time for reflection and honest assessment, individuals can gain insight into themselves which will ultimately lead them down a path toward success. Main idea number 16. The Power of Full Engagement explains how to manage your time in order to maximize productivity and personal renewal. The authors suggest that managing energy, not time, is the key to high performance. They explain that it is important to recognize when you are feeling energized and use this energy for productive tasks. Conversely, they also emphasize the importance of recognizing when you are feeling drained and taking a break or engaging in activities that will help restore your energy levels. The book outlines strategies for creating an effective daily schedule by focusing on four core components: physical activity, emotional engagement, mental focus, and spiritual awareness. It emphasizes the importance of scheduling regular breaks throughout the day so that you can recharge your batteries and remain focused on what needs to be done. Additionally, it encourages readers to prioritize their tasks based on their level of importance rather than urgency. Overall, The Power of Full Engagement provides practical advice for managing one's time efficiently and effectively in order to achieve maximum productivity while still allowing for restorative activities such as meditation or exercise. Main idea number 17. Creating a vision for your life is an important step in staying focused on your goals and staying motivated. According to the book The Power of Full Engagement, Managing Energy, Not Time, is the Key to High Performance and Personal Renewal by Jim Lure and Tony Schwartz, having a clear vision can help you stay on track with what matters most to you. It can also provide direction when making decisions or taking action. The authors suggest that creating a vision should be done thoughtfully and intentionally. Start by asking yourself questions such as, "What do I want my life to look like?" or "What kind of person do I want to become?" Once you have identified your core values and priorities, use them as guideposts for crafting your vision statement. This statement should be concise yet powerful enough to inspire you every day. Your vision will serve as a reminder of why it's important for you to take action towards achieving your goals. Revisit it regularly so that it remains top of mind and helps keep you motivated even during challenging times. Main idea number 18. Taking risks is an important part of personal growth and development. In The Power of Full Engagement, Jim Luhr and Tony Schwartz outline how taking risks can help you reach your full potential. They explain that by pushing yourself to take on new challenges, you will be able to learn more about yourself and develop skills that will serve you in the future. Taking risks also helps build confidence as it allows you to test your limits and see what you are capable of achieving. The authors suggest that when taking a risk, it is important to set realistic goals for yourself so that failure does not become too discouraging. It is also important to remember that even if something doesn't work out the way you had hoped, there are still valuable lessons to be learned from the experience. Finally, they emphasize the importance of having a support system in place while taking risks. This could include friends or family who can provide encouragement during difficult times. Main idea number 19. The power of full engagement encourages readers to practice self-compassion in order to stay motivated and be kind to themselves. Self-compassion involves recognizing our own suffering, being mindful of our emotions, and treating ourselves with kindness and understanding. It is important for us to recognize that we are not perfect, but rather human beings who make mistakes. When we can accept this fact about ourselves, it becomes easier for us to forgive ourselves when we do make mistakes. Self-compassion also helps us stay motivated by allowing us to focus on the positive aspects of our lives instead of dwelling on the negative ones. We can use self-compassion as a way to remind ourselves that even though things may not always go according to plan or turn out how we want them to, there is still something good in every situation if we look hard enough for it. This allows us to remain hopeful and optimistic despite any setbacks or disappointments. Practicing self-compassion can help reduce stress levels while increasing feelings of contentment and satisfaction with life overall. By taking time each day for some form of self-care such as meditation or journaling, you will be able to create an environment where you feel safe enough emotionally so that you can take risks without fear of failure. Main idea number 20. Living in the moment is a powerful way to appreciate and stay focused on the present. According to Jim Luhr and Tony Schwartz, authors of The Power of Full Engagement, managing energy, not time, is the key to high performance and personal renewal. Living in the moment can help you become more productive and energized. They suggest that by focusing on what's happening right now instead of worrying about what might happen later or dwelling on past events, you can be more mindful of your actions and decisions. The authors also recommend taking regular breaks throughout your day to give yourself time for reflection. This will allow you to take stock of where you are at any given moment so that you can make better choices going forward. Additionally, they suggest setting aside time each day for activities such as meditation or yoga, which will help bring your attention back into the present. By learning how to live in the moment with intentionality and mindfulness, we can gain greater control over our lives while still enjoying every second along the way. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.